LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Of May 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's SOCAN Day. That means that the organization that pays royalties to Canadian songwriters listens to what we play and pays out accordingly. So everybody gets a check, usually about 45 cents worth, but it all counts. And so we're going to help our friends out today by playing lots and lots and lots of great local music, plus call board and all the usual stuff. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to get things going right off the bat by playing one of our pals right here at the station. This is our own napkin boy, Nardwar, and his band, well, it's not his band, but he's part of the Evaporators. Their brand new hit, Ogo Pogo Punk.
Still on the go-go, started way before.
So the Pacific Cinematheque is having their annual 24-hour movie marathon this weekend. They haven't done it for a couple of years, but it's back due to popular demand. In fact, overwhelming demand. This is Cinematheque's sleep-depriving cinematic feast for adventurous Vancouver film fans. It starts Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and goes till Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Up on the screen, a carefully curated lineup of top-secret movies from a variety of genres, eras, and places. Under your bum, our new comfy, more marathon-friendly seats. It costs $45, but it's well worth it. There'll be prizes, special guests, craft beer happy hour, tasty treats, a power nap zone, and more. Blankets and pillows are recommended. If you want to find out more, you go to thecinematheque.ca or check out our link on the Dave Radio Facebook page.
got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air. And now he's gotta pull me in. Pull him, trust in a hated man. Drop dead, gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gonna crash. Shipwreck. Shipwreck.
Theatre Wire and the Vancouver Fringe Festival are presenting The Canada Show, The Complete History of Canada in 1 hour. You remember hearing a story a few years ago about Sir Ian McKellen being turned away at the door at the Vancouver Fringe Festival because of their very strict no latecomers policy? Well, this was the show he was trying to get into. It's been around since about 2001. And it's played in fringe festivals across the country, plus the Just for Laughs in Montreal, Second City in Toronto, Lunchbox Theatre in Calgary, Manitoba Theatre for Young People, a whole range of shows and people and groups that have been enjoying this show for the last 15 years. The Canada Show takes the form of a sketch show. Wherever possible, historical events are portrayed using Canadian cultural references, such as the story of Henry Hudson as an episode of Mr. Dress-Up, William Shatner performing the story of Étienne Brûlé, Leonard Cohen singing about obscure Canadian inventions, and the Mackenzie brothers illustrating the Cold War, or Justin Beaver acting out the fur trade from the Beaver's perspective. So all this and more happening at the review stage on Granville Island. It starts on the 31st of May, which is 27, 28, 29, Wednesday. Wednesday until next Friday, May 31st to June the 2nd. Performances are at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $25. And you can find out more by going to theaterwire.com.
Sometimes I
not saying this on some whim. See, I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be ever wonder where you belong. You won't have to search very far for my open arms, and I promise that forever there'll be you to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without, 'cause I so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky, and I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now, 'cause I
his fault for dragging me here. find then a flirt with his Olga evening, my dear. May I have the pleasure?
Her dance card is full.
Is it? Lenski, at ease, comrade. Come dance, Olga, come and dance. It is a party. With me it is a party. Come and dance. Come dance and run a little wild. Let's give this country town something to speak of for a while. Oh, Olga, oh, Olga, oh, Olga, come and
dance. I'll dance, monsieur, I'll come and dance. It is a party.
The Princess Show is part of the Revolver Festival, and that is going on right now at the Van City Culture Lab at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. This is, I'll just read you a little bit about it. Following the world's most revered performance artist, Princess Edward, in this as the bearded sequin wonder journeys into a world where anime heroes, bass guitarist, rock stars, and pop epics meld into a music-filled thriller. Join Princess Edward and her family in this musical lip-sync mashup of Dungeons & Dragons, Attack on Titan, Legends of Zelda, and RuPaul's Drag Race, where Princess puts it all on the line to save her beloved. This is a show that originally was workshopped in Lethbridge and has performed across the country. Princess Edward is the alter ego of Aaron Collier, former keyboardist for the Jimmy Swift Band and founding member of the electronic duo Scientists of Sound, who regularly plays around the country. Let's see, where's the details? Okay, it's happening at the Culture Lab. It's on tonight at 9:45 and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, part of the Revolver Festival. Good tickets are still available, so but they're scooping up fast, so check it out. And that is, of course, Vancouver East Cultural Center, tickets.theculture.com.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling confident, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
Right.
Offer itself to me, because in our Dhanisa teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs. Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Yes, I got a friend named Billy, and he lives just down the street. When it plays a guitar, man, that guitar sure is sweet. Well, he plays some hippie rhythm and he plays a sexy beat. But when he plays a rumba, you just got to move your feet. Everybody loves a rumba. Up and down the hall, everybody loves a rumba. Oh, come on, one and all, everybody loves a rumba. Yeah, up and down the hall, everybody loves a rumba. Oh, come on, one and all.
That's High Rise Decks. Starting next week, June 2nd until the 25th of June, it's the Game of Love and Chance, presented by United Players of Vancouver at the Jericho Arts Center. As this delightful rom-com opens, a young woman prepares to meet her betrothed, who she does not know. In order to get a better idea of this, of the type of person she's marrying, she dons a disguise and trades places with her servant. Meanwhile, her fiancé, unbeknownst to her, has had the same idea and traded places with his valet. Sounds like something Shakespeare would have written. But it wasn't written by Shakespeare. It was written by some French guy, Pierre de Marvieux, and written in the 18th century, but updated to 1920s manners and lingo. And it's happening right now at the... it starts next week. Preview on Thursday. Opening night is Friday night, the 2nd of June, and goes until the 25th at the Jericho Arts Center on Discovery Street in the Beach District down by Jericho. A couple of friends of the show are involved. Matt Loop is in the cast, as well as sound designed by Sean Anthony. So a great group of folks involved with that. If you want more information, go to unitedplayers.com. And while I have you listening, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be on stage again soon. I just got cast in another staged reading with Western Gold Theater. And they are doing a farce by the great Neil Simon, and it's called Rumors. And I'm hesitating because I'm trying to find the PSA for it. I just sort of pulled it out of my head here. Here we go. A Western Gold Theater proud to present Neil Simon's Rumors for its first time in Vancouver. It was written in 1991, I think. So it's one of his more recent plays, but it's a crazy farce, and it's got some great actors in it. You Bard on the Beach folks will recognize Bob Fraser. It's also got Jerry Wasserman, Camille Mitchell, Melissa Wee, Annabelle Kershaw, Keith Martin Gordy, Paul Batten, and Colleen Winton. So a great cast, and it's happening just five performances on the weekend of the 23rd to the 25th of June at the Pal Studio Theater. So if you want to know more information about that, go to westerngoldtheater.org and check out Rumors, and you maybe see me there on stage.
Questioning our sanity from time to time will disappear, adding moments to our year. The time is right.
From time to time we'll see the stars, from time to time we'll fly to Mars. We'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time we'll disappear, adding moments to our youth. Time is right. From time to time we'll see the stars, from time to time we'll fly to Mars. We'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time we'll disappear, adding moments to our year. The time is right. The time is right. La 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 la.
Another show at the Revolver Festival you might want to check out. This is Rice and Beans theater production of Last Train In. This was written and performed by award-winning theater and filmmaker Adam Grant Warren, who was born with cerebral palsy. Last Train In is drawn from his lived experience. It is not, however, the typical story of disability and triumph over adversity. It is not about finding a way despite overwhelming odds. Instead, it's about travel, romance, career expectations, and the all-too-human tendency to embellish. Moving back and forth in time from the winter of 2007 to now, Last Train In follows Adam through his first year as a high school teacher in a small town just outside of London, England. It was a year that ended with Adam literally trapped in a UK train station between two flights of stairs without an elevator for over an hour. That's where audiences find him at the opening of the play. Because now, almost 10 years later, there is still a part of him that's trying to leave that station behind. It's on during the Revolver Festival. Performances on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can go to riceandbeanstheater.com to get more details on that. Last Train In, part of the Revolver Festival. And one more thing on the same idea here. The Shift Festival is happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center at the beginning of June. And there is a new play called Unveiled. It's a devised theater performance. And it focuses on the female perspective through a political and personal lens about life in Iran. It bridges Iran's political history with life in Canada today. This provocative, bilingual, nonlinear narrative is the outcome of months of devising with four Iranian-Canadian women. I believe it was workshopped last year, too, if I'm not mistaken. This sounds very familiar. Anyway, it is in full performance as part of the Shift Festival at the Fire Hall Arts Center. It runs from the 1st to the 3rd of June. That's next weekend. And we've got more information on the Facebook page as well.
to make you believe in the damage you've done. Though you're so small, when money smell calls, you murder us all. Revenge comes free.
Yes, indeedy doody, that's Mark D'Souza there for ya. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Today is Friday, the 26th of May. Go Ballet is holding their auditions for their big production of Cinderella. That's going on all day today. GoBallet.com if you want more information about that. Although I assume since it's happening today, if you didn't know about it already, it's probably a little too late. On Sunday, Place des Arts is holding the auditions for their summer teen theater troupe production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Kevin Bennett, looking for young actors between the ages of 15 and 18. And the program is going to run from the 3rd to the 30th of July.
So they are holding their auditions on Sunday between 1 and 4 at Place des Arts, which is in Coquitlam. Contact Michael Farah at the Program and Events Coordinator at placedesarts.ca. West Moon Theatre doing Next to Normal by Brian Yorkey and Tom Kitt, directed by friend of the show Chris Lamb, who is also going to be working on Ensemble Theatre Company this summer as well. So Chris is always really busy. This is a show that's going to be at Studio 16 in February of next year. So he's got a little bit more, a little bit of time anyway. Anyway, he's holding the auditions next week, May 31st and June 2nd. And if you want to know more about that, check out West Moon Theatre. I don't have a contact information for them here, but just Google West Moon Theatre, find out more about that. This is the group that did Dogfight and Spring Awakening last year, and they do double casting, which means that if you're cast in a role, you'll share that role with another actor, and you play it on alternate nights. So it gives everybody more of a chance to play lead roles and give a little bit more exposure to people on their way up. Little Mountain Productions are doing a show for the Vancouver Fringe Festival called The Ufio Questions by Kurt Vonnegut. And this is, the synopsis is quite cool. It's a young physicist discovers radio waves from outer space that, when broadcast, make anyone within earshot completely and utterly euphoric. The Ufio question asks audiences what the true cost of happiness is when it comes to the mere flick of a switch. Matt Clark is directing this one, looking for actors between the ages of 15 and 18 of any gender. And they are auditioning next week, the second and first and second of June. And it's Little Mountain Lion Productions .com. Vancouver Bach Choir holding their auditions for their upcoming season. That is going to be on the 6th of June at the Vancouver Academy of Music on Chestnut Street. A whole variety of different events, including Verdi's Requiem and Handel's Messiah, happening the upcoming season. VancouverBachChoir.com if you want to know more or get an audition time. Tomosuru Players doing Cabaret. That's happening in October, and the auditions are in mid-June. And they're looking for 7 men and 5 women. Ages range from mid-20s upwards. Remember, this is kind of a sexy show, so the key is to be comfortable with your sexuality and scanty costumes that show off sex appeal. So go for it. Razzle Dazzle Productions doing the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular 2017 in Nanaimo, Courtney, and Victoria. And that's happening in November and December. The auditions are on the 9th of June at the Scotiabank Dance Center at Granville and Davie. YellowPointChristmasSpectacular.ca has all the details on that one. Align Entertainment doing Legally Blonde, the musical. And an interesting, timely note about Legally Blonde. The United States President, Mr. Drumpf, gave a graduation speech at the United States Coast Guard Academy, and apparently he cribbed a lot of his speech from Elle Woods' valedictorian speech in Legally Blonde. So. You might enjoy this. The show itself is going to be happening in February of next year. The auditions are in the middle of June at the Lindbergh Academy of Performing Arts in Coquitlam, and alignentertainment.ca has all the details on that one. North Vancouver Community Players doing Steel Magnolias. That's happening in September. The auditions are the 11th and 12th of June at the theater in Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Stage 43 in Coquitlam doing A Bench in the Sun by Ron Clark. Production in October. Auditions June 12th to 14th at the Pine Tree Community Center in Coquitlam. Looking for actors who can play characters in their early 70s. The ages are approximate, but actors must be believable in that age range. So don't just, slap on some makeup and put a little goop in your hair and think you can play an old man. Deep Cove Stage Society is having their general auditions for their 17-18 season. They're doing Bram Stoker's Dracula, Noel Coward's Bly Spirit, and Camelot by Lerner and Lowe. And that is happening on Tuesday, June 13th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater, which is in Deep Cove in sunny North Vancouver. All it says about cast requirements is gender-neutral casting will be considered for several roles. So Dracula could be a lady this time. Why not? Countess Dracula. DeepCoveStageSociety.com has more information on that. And for you Gilbert and Sullivan fans, the Fraser Valley Stage, which is the new name of the old Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, is doing the Gondoliers. And that is happening in March, February and March of 2018. And they're also going on a little bit of a trip to Britain. They're going to be playing in Yorkshire in the United Kingdom in August. Hey, get on board for that one. The audition dates are the 19th and 21st of June at Robert Bateman Secondary School. And looking for adult men and women, all voice ranges, and some dancing might be required for this one. So if you want to schedule an audition, you can contact Margaret. And her number and email address are on the posting at the public library. So if you want details on these on other audition notices, you can either go to the VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us right here at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com.
And the ultimate force that aligns everything so neatly. Meet me down by the edge of the ocean. Get swept by the waves in motion. Everyone connected, introspective, so perfected. Now we stand, we are all one people. Stay strong to the day we are equal. Sing a song for the state of the world. Making a pearl in the eye of the sequel. Cause our story will move mountains. And we pray for the youth in the fountain. And it starts from the heart, let your soul take part. Take it to the top of the skyline.
War after war.
So that's our show. Thanks a lot for listening. Shout out this week goes to all of our friends who have received nominations for the Jesse Richardson Awards for local theater in Vancouver, including friends of the show Ryan Beal, Scott Bellis, Craig Erickson, Andrew McNee, Louisa Josick, Gabriel Rose. Who else is on there? Tom Pickett, Lori Triolo, Sarah Rogers, Deb Williams, Sebastian Archibald, Ashley O'Connell. Oh, my goodness. Sarah Mae Redmond. Lots and lots and lots of friends of Dave Radio are nominated for awards this year at the Jesse Richardson Memorial Awards, which will be coming up very soon. Sean Harris Oliver, of course, for Red Patch. Anyway, congratulations to everybody who was nominated, and hope you all have a great time at the awards ceremony itself. Now, remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs airplay, background, something, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2 and 3:30. It's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.